Okay. We're gonna continue with the discussion of the drashas of Arami Ovid-Avi. We're in the middle of the first pasuk. Once again, the first pasuk goes, Arami Ovid-Avi, Vayer Mitzrayima, Vayigrisham, Yisrimat, Vayisham Lugoy Gadol, Otzim Mirav. The part of the drashas that we're gonna talk about right now is Gadol. Actually, before that, let's have Gadol. Let's start with Vayisham Lugoy. On that pasuk, Vayisham Lugoy says the Medrash, Melamich Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. Shows that Bnei Yisrael were Mitzuyanim Sham. What exactly does that mean? Shiboy Aleka points out quite beautifully, just to give us some insight. Mitzuyanim, that they were easily identifiable. They were distinguished from their Egyptian counterparts. We understood that we said before that they requested to live in Eretz Goshen specifically in order so that they can maintain their sense of autonomy, maintain a sense of difference from the Egyptians. And by doing so, the Shiva Aleka quotes a famous Medrash in a slightly different way than we remember it. He says the Shiva Aleka, Kolomar Shayin Nechshavim Over Nitei Atzma. So much so that they were so great that they were considered their own nation, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was Lakach Goy, Mi Karev Goy. How were they still considered another nation? Because they had that sense of autonomy. The Amar Mars Chus Arba Devarim Nigul Yisrael Mitzrayim Shloshino Hashemam Veloshino Hashloshonam Lo Hayubam Prutim Barayos Lo Hayubam Alshinim. Okay, four things that they did in order to maintain their sense of identity. Didn't change their names. They did not change the way that they dressed. They did not become acculturated in terms of the immorality that personified Mitzrayim. And in addition, they weren't malshinim on each other. What does that mean? They didn't give each other over to the foreign authorities. Once again, keeping maybe problems within the family, showing a difference and a separation between the Jewish people and the Mitzrayim. The next drasha is on the part of the pasuk Gadol Atzim. They were great. What does that mean? Kamashinam or Bnei Yisrael Paru Vayishutu Vayirbu Yatzim Ma'od Ma'od Tamoyar Tosam. We're familiar with the pasuk in the beginning of Shemos, how Am Yisrael multiplied excessively. It's one very quick ha'ara, which is very interesting, and I think if you connect it to what the drasha goes on, is quite inspiring. Shiva Aleka points out that Gadol, the idea that became Gadol, is not just a question in terms of the quantity of people, as the pasuk indicates, but also in terms of the quality of people. And he quotes it, the pasuk of Gama Ish Moshe Gadol Ma'od, that Moshe was a great person, Moshe was a great leader, people looked at with him with a certain amount of respect, that even though Am Yisrael were having many, many children, because of the fact that we mentioned earlier that they were able to separate themselves from the Egyptians, that also allowed them to become gadol, gadolim, great individuals. And if you connect it to the next page in the pasuk, you see something amazing. Not only were they multiplying at excessive rates, you know, one medrash they had 6 babies at one time, but those children were gadolim, they were great. They had that potential in order to allow them to eventually become redeemed from Mitzrayim. The next part of the pasuk, virav. What does that mean, rav? Great. So, quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, Kima shenema rivva katzemech asada nasaticha, v'tarve v'tigvili v'tavo ba'are yadayim, shadayim nachanu sarayich tzemech v'at eram v'areha, v'avor lach v'avareich v'abesemzese v'damayich, v'omor lach v'damayich hayi, v'omor lach v'damayich hayi. That pasuk that is indicating from Yecheskel, talking about how Am Yisrael came in very, very immature, and then eventually they were able to develop a sense of maturity and religious sophistication. Okay, that's what the pasuk seems to be implying. How even though that when Am Yisrael became mature, though they were missing something, as the pasuk indicates, that brings the muscle of a woman who becomes mature, but is missing clothing. Okay, how does the Medrash identify what were we missing? We became mature as a nation, but what were we lacking? Anybody know? Mitzvos, right? Mitzvos, right? We had nothing to allow us to be redeemed from Mitzrayim, and therefore, actually, some of the Mefarshim point out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 2 mitzvos to be osek in. What were those mitzvos? Va'omer lach b'damayi chayi, va'omer lach b'damayi chayi. What is that referring to? Yes. Two types of dam. Dam Nila and Dam Pesach that we were able to have two mitzvahs which allowed Am Yisrael to be Nigal. Why specifically these two mitzvahs, Dam Mitzvah, Dam Nila and Dam Pesach? So there's a lot to be said, but there's a very deep inherent connection between these two mitzvahs. Number one, these are the only two mitzvahs I say in the Torah which carry with it a chiv kares. Okay? No other mitzvahs I say in the Torah. Why are they so fundamental? More than that, one who is an RL cannot partake in the Karban Pesach. You need to be somebody who is a mull, somebody who has a bris milah. What is the inherent connection that exists between these two things? It's quite clear that they represent a dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam and a Mesiras Nefesh. Avraham Avinu, who railed against sacrifice and mutilation of children, which was the norm in terms of the Avodah Zarah of his time, the fact that he needed to go ahead and maybe delegitimize himself by performing a bris milah, mutilating himself to a certain degree, that could have called into question his entire life's work. But he did the mysterious nefesh because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. That was a sacrifice he made because it was not about his own fame and glory, but it was about what is the Ratzon Hashem. So to Am Yisrael, not as individuals, but as a nation, when they offered Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, taking the Egyptian god, sacrificing and torturing to a certain degree before their eyes, spreading the blood on the doorpost, that also is a dedication of mysterious nefesh as Am Yisrael that allowed them to eventually be redeemed. And that's why there are two sides of the same coin, two mitzvahs, I say, which carry with the Chiyuv Kares, both of them which were necessary for a complete dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam as a prerequisite for leaving Mitzrayim. That's those two ideas of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. Very, very quickly, I want to end with, at least for today, a very, very beautiful and interesting medrash that the Shibboleth HaLeket quotes in regards to this pasuk in particular. Quotes a medrash from Shir HaShirim. I'm going to read it for you. It's very interesting. It says, "Kishahayu benos Yisrael yoldos besada." When the benos Yisrael would give birth in the field, what happened? Haisa balos haaretz afladus b'nei mitzrim. The ground would swallow up these babies to hide them from the mitzrim. And what would the mitzvah do? They knew that they were out there in the field, these Jewish babies that were just born and that were buried and swallowed up from the ground. So they would do charisha. They would plow. They would try to find where those babies are. And then, as a playoff of the pasuk, that when they became mature, they were able to, you know, rise from the ground, so to speak, and they returned back to their house. What exactly is going on with this pasuk? What is this connection to, and this medrash connection to, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim story? Right before in the Haggadah, we get into the drushes of Barami Ovidavi. We say one tefillah of, you know, Baruch Shad. Baruch Shomer Avtachos Al Yisrael. Right? We bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Shomer is Avtacha to Am Yisrael. That he's going to keep his promises no matter what. I think one of the big elements which is personified in the story of Yitzipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is Emuna, right? The idea of the faith of Am Yisrael. And if we think about it in a real sincere way, it's quite fascinating and inspiring. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, after 200 plus years of slavery, comes and says, Fakod Yifkod. He says the magic words, and then all of the Jewish people get excited. What does that mean? That they were maintaining that sense of faith despite all the hardships and afflictions that they were experiencing. Correct? Automatically, does the kingdom come with Moshe Rabbeinu before Paro? Automatically, despite the 200 years. That means embedded deep within them was a sense of faith and emunah that was not able to be broken easily by the afflictions and the hardships that they experienced through the Shibud. How do we see this as well? The Benos Yisrael, what did they do? They enticed their husbands in order to continue having children and were interested in having kids and bringing them into such a bleak existence. You know, a chance that if there was a boy that he was going to be killed, no matter what, yet they were dedicated and committed to continuing that practice. Why? Because they had faith that Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that eventually things were going to work out better. Children represent in the most sincere way the Emunah and Bitachon that you have that things are going to get better. Because you bring children into the world hoping that there's going to be a better tomorrow for them than there is today. That's exactly what's going on over here. Perhaps that's a deep idea of the Medrash. That the children, which represent the faith of Am Yisrael, perhaps Al Pi Drush, that when we had the children, which represents our Emunah, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happened? We dug it deep in the ground, deep inside every single Jew. They had that sense of Emunah. They had that sense of faith. They knew eventually things would turn out better. They understood Pakod Yifkod. They knew it was there. What happened? The Mitzrim metaphorically came and started doing Harisha. They started plowing. They try to find where is that sense of Emunah? Where is that? Let's crush it. Let's crush their sense of hope in a better future. But they were unable to do so. And then eventually, when time came and then Emunah was mature, it was able to rise from the ground again and actualize its potential. Perhaps that's the deeper idea behind the Medrash. That the children representing our Emunah, our faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, was able to be embedded deep within every single Jew. And then eventually, when it was time to be actualized, the Ruzokha for it to come out, and that led ultimately to our full Geula. Yirtzeh Hashem, will have to continue tomorrow with more of the drushos. Have a good day.